We have made it, and what a week this has been. Final Destination 6, or better yet, better known as Final Destination Bloodlines. Now, as you can imagine, this has been quite a week. If you are not into the blood and gore movies, this one might definitely not be for you, as are any of the movies from this week, unfortunately. If you are the first time here, welcome. This is Movie Deputy Reviews, and I am the one, the only Movie Deputy of Movie Deputy Reviews. And I absolutely love my job because I interrogate movies for their plot and their content. Can you tell I'm in a silly mood today? Well, I would hope so, because that's kind of the whole idea of all of this. It has been an adventure, to say the least. Now, as you've seen kind of a trend going with the Final Destination movies, starting from the first Final Destination on through Final Destination 5, which went from 2000 all the way through 2011, you saw the scores kind of, they started out decent, but then they just kind of fell off the cliff. I myself have some personal favorite death scenes in the movies. My number one is probably the roller coaster scene, and my number two, as freaky as it is the log truck. So if you guys want to share with me what your favorite scenes are from the Final Destination movies, I would love to hear about them. Feel free to tag me on any social media post, or if you'd make your own video about that, feel free to tag me in that as well. I always appreciate and I always follow back on things like that. So just to let you know on that. But okay, we had to wait 14 years to get Bloodlines. After 3 years, then get 6 years, and then we hit the 10-year mark, I kind of gave up all hope. I mean, there's been buzz on social media about this one. And honestly, I think it's the buzz on social media, which is why we have Final Destination Bloodlines, because there just was not a reason for them to do any more of these. They'd kind of taken the story about as far as even their own imaginations could take them. So where are they really going to go with this? Now, a lot of you were probably really thrown by the twist in number 5. So as you know, I never give spoilers, but the biggest twist in number 5 is that it's a prequel to the other 4. So 1, 2, 3, and 4 are in chronological order, but 5 is actually a prequel to 4. And in the very ending of 5, you see the very beginning of the first Final Destination movie. So that's just kind of a neat little tidbit of information. And like I said, don't worry, no spoilers, but that is definitely an interesting factoid. And why do I bring that up? And you're probably wondering what my score is, and I'm going to get to that here in just a second on this one. Final Destination Bloodlines is one of my favorites of all 6 movies. And so both with the story development and with kind of what they did with the story. But like I said, why am I touching on the fact that 5 is a prequel to 1? Well, that is because 6, or Final Destination Bloodlines as it's known, is both a prequel and a sequel. It both is taking place way back in 1968. And it's also taking place in current day. Now, okay, does that sound confusing? It might. But even though it kind of jumps around a little bit, it doesn't do so in a way that takes away from the story. And I think that is the biggest thing to build on with this. As we go back to 1968 and we see kind of, are we seeing how this whole thing started? Was this the first time this happened? It's like, okay, if this goes back this far, there's got to be more stories. So does that mean we're going to get more movies? I don't know. I really don't. I don't have any inside information on that you don't have. But it wraps up the story in kind of a neat way. You are probably, if you're familiar with the stories, you are familiar with a recurring character through all 5 other movies. Now, what character am I referring to? I am referring to Bloodworth, and if you are familiar with the story, you know who I'm talking about. If you are not familiar with the story, a quick Google search can answer that question for you without grossing you out too bad. Like, don't worry, even if you've got a weak stomach, there's nothing you'll see on that will gross you out. But here we get to see the evolution of Bloodworth as we see him back in 1968, we meet him for the first time. And then we see him in his present day, and he is, how do I want to put that? Well, a lot of people don't realize that he passed away shortly after the filming. And so there is a beautiful memorial that says in loving memory of Tony Todd at the end, or in memory of Tony Todd. And it was just, there was a quote from him in the movie, and I want to just share that with you. And this, life is precious. I can't talk. Life is precious. Enjoy every single second. And that is so true. That is, I honestly am probably going to put that on one of my t-shirts on my Etsy store, if that's something that you want to check out, because life really is precious and we should enjoy every single second. One of my personal mottos in life is that life is all about making memories. And so that really hits home here in a lot of different ways. Now, I will say that this one is, at times and in certain scenes, it is some of the goriest scenes in the Final Destination series. If you have a weak stomach or are sensitive to that stuff, this is not a movie for you. This has definitely got a guilty rating. Now, score-wise, I'm going to share that with you, and then we're going to talk about this a little bit more. Score-wise, I came in, I was really debating. It's like, okay, upper fives, maybe six, maybe just kind of tickling that a little bit, maybe. I just couldn't get there. I did end up with a 5.75 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, if you're at all familiar with the Deputy scale, a 5 is watchable, decent story, significant flaws. A 6 is watchable, decent story, some flaws. And so it's kind of right in there. There's some continuity stuff. There's a few plot holes that you're just kind of left wondering, huh? And I will say, if you've got, okay, we've all seen these movies. And this is one of them at times too, but where somebody gets hit or hurt in a certain way and you wince. It's like you get so into the story that you can feel it when that person gets hurt. I will say, if you have a lot of piercings, there is a scene in this movie that will hurt. I mean, you will feel the pain through the screen. I don't have a lot of piercings or anything like that. I mean, I can't even keep my ears pierced. My ears, I've had them pierced a bunch of times, and they always just heal shut real quickly. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong, or if it's just my body, so I don't have any other piercings. But this one of the characters has a lot of piercings, and like I said, that scene will hurt. So it's just like one of those, probably the biggest thing I had with this one that I got stuck on, and on the whole some flaws, significant flaws, it's like, okay, we are in 2025. They were filming this probably in 24. There are so many movie theater companies out there that make this realistic blood. And that when it's happening on screen, and it's like, it looks like it could be real blood. They did not use that. This looks like corn syrup that's been sitting in your grandma's cabinet for 20 years. And so what started is thick, and now it's like molasses with a bunch of red food coloring added. Or in on the opposite end of that, one of it looks like just pink lemonade iced tea type coloring, where it's just a dark pink color, but it's super watery. And it's like, okay, pick one or the other. But I mean, seriously, in this day and age, use something that at least looks like blood. I mean, if you're going to take the time and you're going to put all this effort into these details and all of this gore in this story, I mean, come on, follow it through, especially after making us wait for 14 years for another one of these movies. And then this, like I said, the story has so much promise. I was really struggling of like whether or not I should go into the sixes on the score on this one, but just because like some of the plot holes and the blood stuff, I just couldn't. And that's one thing with me. I always say true to the Deputy scale. I sometimes disagree on a personal level. Okay, on a personal level, this would be upper sixes, low sevens with me, because this is probably my favorite of the six movies. There's a lot of people who do not like this one because of the fact that it was jumping around and they had a hard time following it. And so if that's something that bothers you, or you have a hard time following stories like that, maybe this might not be for you either. But it, like I said, it being the beginning of the story and then wrapping up the story, it does so in such a way. Now, I do have to say, my husband works in transportation, and The final scene has something to do with a train. And with what they did with it, it's like everything else. Like, I mean, it's like, okay, you've got, for a lot of the Final Destination things that are happening, you have to have a very specific series of events happen to make these accidents happen. Because, I mean, it's like one in a million at least chance of like anything like this stuff ever happening to anybody. But the train scene at the end, it's like, it was just so over the top. Just like, oh my word, come on. I mean, it was just like absolutely so far-fetched that there is just, it would never happen. Not like that. It would never happen. But it's at least kind of an entertaining thing because it's like just kind of how it's playing out. And you might be wondering if anybody's actually surviving this one, because if you're familiar with the stories, we know that there have been some survivors. But I'm not going to spoil that for you. Don't worry. No, like I said, no spoilers ever on Movie Deputy. So you don't ever have to worry about that. But you'll have to just check this one out for yourself. Now, I know this one's been out for a little bit. I am going to be having the Lilo and Stitch movies, both the original and the current one, that are going to be coming up this next week, along with the How to Train Your Dragon movies in anticipation of the new How to Train Your Dragon live feature. If you are into How to Train Your Dragon and Lilo and Stitch and even the Final Destination stuff, please make sure to go out and check out our Etsy store, moviedeputy.etsy.com, and check out a lot of the merch and stuff that we have there. Everything that we have on there is related to a movie in some shape or fashion. And they are all original creations by myself. So I hope that you go and check that stuff out. I hope that you are having fun with these reviews. I know I am. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share. I love getting feedback and everything like that from the people on here and my listeners, whether you be on YouTube or Spotify, Apple Music, or any of the other platforms that we are on. So I can't wait to come back this next week with some more movies for you, and I will be back soon. Bye-bye.